using our First Amendment rights to their fullest. It's the Jack's Loose Cannons Podcast with hosts Hayden Aldersey and Tony Edwards. These guys know that something is horribly wrong with governments all over the world. If we can't discuss what's going on, we can't understand it, let alone confront it. We are in a fight to hold on to our individual liberty. Let's get into this. Here are your Jack's Loose Cannons.
And welcome back. And we've now got a phenomenal guest, Jerry James. He's running, which area is he running in again?
So he is running for state senate against probably, you know what, every time I say it's the worst rhino, I know they're all really bad. If I had to, you know, pick the worst rhino in our area of Florida, it would have to be Travis Hudson. Jerry James is, you know, gearing up to do, you know, what has been, you know, people in this area have been wanting to be done for a while. And if he gets it done, if he accomplishes it on the 23rd, which I think he will be a true giant slayer. So, Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. You are a real patriot candidate running for the Senate in Florida's 7th district. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's St. John's, Flagler, Volusia, and Mel Putnam counties. And it's just the north end of Volusia.
Wow. So definitely we were talking a lot about St. John's County politics and how it's, you know, really at a crossroads right now. But Jerry, you have a really interesting personal background. You are a pro golfer, a pro wrestler, a pro football player, a bodybuilder, a financial advisor, and a Christian minister at prisons. Did I get that right?
Well, I was a lot of those and currently do prison ministry and currently play golf and currently do financial management. So, yeah, although I haven't taken on any new clients for more than 6 months just because of the basically gigantic monstrosity that I've taken on in this campaign. I'm basically, you know, you're talking about St. John's County. I am going against the largest developer in St. John's County, which is Travis Hudson and his dad, David Hudson, who's funding his campaign largely. He's a billionaire. Travis is a multimillionaire. And that's why people didn't want to run against him, specifically because of what is happening to me currently. But I'm a big boy, and I say, bring it on. Let's go. I've been a fighter my whole life, and I'm not scared at all, and I'm bringing the fight back to him.
And I just think it's awesome that you have all this experience in many different sectors. Like, you are literally a modern-day Renaissance man. And you're just taking this all, putting this all together, and you have a really daunting task ahead of you. But if anyone is going to defeat this just terrible swamp creature that is Travis Hudson, it is you. So,
yeah, I feel like thank you for those compliments. And he is establishment 101. Listen, if this district was a Democrat district, he would be a Democrat. But because it's a 63% Republican district, he is a so-called Republican in name only. But he is in it for self-interest. I'm in it for the patriotic interest of my district, my county, my state, and my country.
And 100%, we need more people like you who do it for the people, just not for their own self-interest. So, Jerry, take me through it. What made you decide to run for the state senate? What made you decide to say, I am the guy who is going to go out there and defeat Travis Hudson and put an end to this tyranny of the developers in northeastern Florida? Tell me.
So, I went to a REC meeting, Republican Executive Club meeting, which is basically where the Republicans are all supposed to meet. And first time I'd ever been to a meeting such as this, and it was quite eye-opening because they were talking about vetting candidates, and I raised my hand and I said, well, the first question that I would ask any candidate if you were going to vet them, is whether the 2020 election was stolen or not. And they said, sir, that's not a question that we're going to ask at all. We don't feel like the 2020 election was stolen. And I said, well, from that standpoint, you don't represent me. And I walked out of there. Well, when I did walk out of there, two Patriot women followed me, asked if they could have a conversation with me. And I said, sure. And I met them at a restaurant.
And that's Lisa and Angelica, right?
Yeah, Lisa and Angelica.
We got to give them a shout out. They are absolutely phenomenal what they're doing electing patriots.
Yeah, and Angelica Gross and Lisa Galganese. So would you like me to run for? And they said, well, what office would you run for? And I said, I'll run for the hardest office that you have that's up for election this year. The hardest office.
So you wanted a challenge. You didn't want to walk in the park. You didn't want to, you know what, I'll run for dog catcher. You were like, just give me the biggest dragon to slay.
Yeah. And that's, listen, I've never done anything in my life that's been easy, but you know what? I've got a big God. I've got an awesome God. And,
he's great.
You know, he has put it into my heart to take on big challenges. Look, when I'm 6'5" tall, I was told that I would never be able to be a bodybuilding champion, like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Well, I went out to California and I became Mr. California overall bodybuilding champion. I didn't want to continue in that. I accomplished what I wanted to. I started playing golf, just screwing around. I said, a guy your size can never play golf. I mean, you're a behemoth. I was 300 pounds, 6'5", full of muscle. I said, well, we'll see. I've since won 2 world long drive championships. This is not to brag, but I have a mindset that when I put my mind to something, I don't believe that I'm limited by anything. And I first absolutely pray about it and ask the Lord if you will bless me in this endeavor, and if it's what I should do, as I did with this office seat. And when I got the okay from God, and when I got peace in my heart about it, I went down and I filed with the state for the position of state senator, District 7. And I have never looked back, not once. And it's been full throttle for the last 6 months. 10 to 16 hours a day. I'm basically a one-man show. I've had many good volunteers, including Lisa, have helped me. I've got an amazing campaign manager that's a volunteer now that I'm not even going to talk about because they'll go after her. They have went after me in every way, manner, shape, and form, including trying to run my car off the road and pulling my signs, destroying my signs, filing disinformation campaigns on me, stating that I'm a liberal from California, and putting me alongside of Nancy Pelosi and Ilhan Omar and AOC and all these other insane Marxist liberals.
Oh my God!
I'm anything but.
That's desperate that they did that to you, because you are the America First MAGA candidate. You got into the race because they were being too liberal. They were saying, no, we're not going to touch this, you know, this rigged election.
That's correct.
Wow.
To counter some of this misinformation they're putting out there about you, could you explain how some of Hudson's bad votes and some of the red flags, no pun intended, about him?
So thank you for that. I mean, he's voted twice against our Second Amendment, red flag laws. He was one of the crafters of that. And, obviously Governor Rick Scott, a super rhino himself, who's given away and voted to give away billions of dollars of our hard-earned taxpayer money to Ukraine, which is basically a funnel to nowhere. Doing very little to nothing about these open border situation. Everybody wants to talk about, securing our borders, all these rhinos, but nobody does hardly anything about it. They certainly weren't backing Trump when he was trying to build a wall all the way. They wouldn't even help him fund it. So, you know, taking away our Second Amendment rights, his largest donor is Disney. Does that tell you anything?
Yeah.
Just that alone.
You mean the groomer? You mean the groomer park? The anti quote unquote don't say gay bill, which it really means the anti parental rights and education bill, because that's what that bill was actually called. Disney's saying no, parents can't have any say in education for kindergartner to third graders.
Correct.
And Travis Hudson gets money for the company that advocates for that. Unbelievable.
Correct. And he's also voted for their LGBTQ transgender legislation. One of only two Republicans that voted for that bill. I think that was in 2016 as well.
Wow.
So, I mean, it goes on and on. You know, the hubris of these people to call me a liberal on TV and lie, and then they put a cease and desist order on my campaign, which I am telling the truth about everything that they do, and they put this cease and desist order on my campaign so as to stifle my ability to basically tell the truth when they go out and they lie. And they're doing that through, you know, just mega donations to all kinds of rhino organizations. You know, they're putting out hit pieces on me from the RFOP headquarters. So it's unbelievable what they've done in the last. They have spent, in my estimate, over $1 million trying to secure a $29,000 a year seat.
Wow. Well, they're terrified of you. Yeah, they're terrified of the truth. They're terrified of actual conservatives running for office, because come on, Travis Hudson, you said all the things about him. And that's only the tip of the iceberg about him. How is that guy even with a straight face call himself a Republican? Like, come on.
I have no idea. And by the way, Senate Bill 120 is the bill I was talking about. It's called Florida's Competitive Workforce Act in the Senate. And you can look it up. You can look it up yourself. He was only one of two Republicans to vote for this thing. And it's just doing Disney's bidding. How people continue to be bamboozled by the disinformation this guy puts out is beyond me. Now, you guys were there when he didn't show up for the debate and said that he wanted to debate me, which is an absolute lie. He runs from me just like I ran him down. I ran him down in Palatka this last Tuesday, and he ran out the door.
He's like, do you know James O'Keefe? I'm sure you're familiar with him, right?
Yep.
So, you know, every time James O'Keefe corners a leftist, like, and he's like, I'm James O'Keefe. I just want to know. And they just take off bolting.
They evaporate. Yeah,
exactly right.
That's exactly what leftists do when they're confronted with the truth. They do the just run for the hills. And that's what Travis Hudson does when an actual Republican says, hey, so that wasn't that conservative of you.
He's like,
nope, I'm out.
I hope.
I've called for a debate with this guy for the last 6 months, anytime, anywhere, in any venue. And his response, well, I'll debate you if you take a COVID-19 shot. What? I'm not going to take no. Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, I'll debate you if we're on the moon, you know?
Yeah. Well, I hope you do what J.D. Vance did and beat the big money rhino campaign.
Yeah,
I will.
Because J.D. Vance.
I'm going to.
You remind me a lot of Vance and who won the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in Ohio, and he's going to win that general election and become an amazing U.S. senator. You remind me of him, and you also remind me a lot of one of my favorite congressional candidates, and that's Joe Kent, who just won the Republican nomination for Washington's 3rd District, beating an impeachment Republican incumbent. And in both of those cases, the Rhinos went out and they called them socialist, which is absolutely absurd because Vance and Kent are like the most America First MAGA Republicans ever. Like, they're the furthest things from socialist.
Yeah, that's exactly the same exact scenario that they're doing to me, and sounds like the perfect metaphor. I'll tell you what, these people, you know, they would be good for using preferred pronouns. You know, I'll give them some preferred pronouns. Here's my preferred pronouns: impeach Biden, purge the DOJ, defund the FBI,
absolutely,
fire Fauci, abolish the ATF, close the border. Hey, there's only two genders. Put prayer back in school. No men or women. No men's in women's bathrooms or anywhere else.
We're in women's sports.
Ban drag queens. You know? Yeah. Ban drag queens. Story time. Stop gender affirming. Those are my preferred pronouns. You know, these people, they'll capitulate and they'll let, you know, they'll agree with the Democrats on almost anything. People, we got to get these people out of there and put some real courageous leadership back into office.
Now, just looking at your website, it says that you're endorsed by Sarah Palin. I mean, that's a pretty awesome endorsement to get. So how did that come about, and did you meet her, or state that there? So.
I know some friends of hers and spoke with her, and she flew all the way down from Anchorage, Alaska, and said she was going to endorse me, and she held to her word. And next thing I know, I'm speaking with her at the Marriott, and we had a long, long conversation. And, you know, the video's on my website. I mean, the endorsement's on my website. And not only did she endorse me there, she's stayed in contact. She's helped me. She's maxed out the funding to my campaign out of her personal finances. Okay. So I didn't have to pay for her endorsement. She paid me and endorsed me. How do you like that?
She's just a class act, that woman.
And unbelievable.
That's an example of someone, you know, she's the perfect example of someone that the establishment and the left, they just teamed up and they threw everything they had at her. And she still is going strong, and she's very likely going to be a U.S. Congresswoman pretty soon. The special election is coming up in a couple of days.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yep. And I'm praying for her. And, you know, I hope everybody listening in this audience will pray for her, because she is a true patriot in every sense of the word. And just an unbelievable. Listen, I have never met a more kind, generous person as well. For somebody to come down all the way from Wasilla, Alaska, and fly in, endorse me, and then write me a check. Are you kidding? And the reason she said it, because America needs patriots like yourself. And we got to support each other.
Wow.
And I said, I'm beyond humbled by it.
Well, I think everyone's had enough of the fakes in politics, and you sound like the real deal, Jerry.
Yeah,
thank
this
you.
Just brings tears to my eyes because, yeah, you know, we really need real candidates, people who are real. We had enough of the imposters, and this is the election cycle. 2022 is the year that the Patriots come in and tell the Rhinos, no, you're not in charge of our party anymore, and you are one of those Patriots for sure.
I appreciate it, and listen. The number one thing on my agenda, the number one thing, is let's get this election, let's get this, the election integrity situation fixed. Listen, if you can
agree,
right? This is the problem with our country right now, because all of these elections have been fixed for I can't even tell you how long. So now we have a dysfunctional, basically brain dead United States president in there, basically playing president, and our country is in flux. We're giving away billions and billions of dollars to countries that are nothing more than money laundering operations for the left. And we have to stop this, and we have to stop this now. We have to close our borders. And look, if you can put a serial number on a $100 bill, why can't you put a serial number on a ballot and get that? And yeah, and just take that serial number and relate that serial number to your social security number and your home address, and that one person, one U.S. vote. That's it.
And why can't we have just basic things like voter ID, no drop boxes, paper that's ballots? Right. Why can't, like, that's common sense stuff that 70% of Americans, if that's a very, conservative estimate, it's probably way more than that, agree.
Yeah, and it's easy too. It's very easy to do. So, yeah.
The reason why our rhinos, like the guy I'm running against, capitulating with the left, when you start working across the aisle like George Bush used to tell us to do, you lose every time. You lose because every time you give to the Marxists, you lose your country. Right.
So, yeah. Now we really need to get Travis Hutchison out of office. If you live in the 7th District, it's St. John's County, Flagler County, Putnam County, and a little bit of Volusia.
Yep, north end of Volusia. Yep, Flagler, perfect. Putnam, north end of Volusia. And I'm asking for everybody's vote on this podcast. I got to get you guys motivated to get out the vote. Tell all your friends. We have to get true patriots back into office. People that are willing to fight for our country, for our district. We got to lower the size and scope of government. No new taxes. Put a moratorium on the building. Save our homeland everywhere. If they ship in illegal aliens, then we got to ship them out. We want to basically put, it would be ideal if we could put them back to their country of origin, but, we have to insert our state's rights that the state senators should, basically it start adhering to the state constitution, not letting, the federal, government dictate whatever they want to dictate. Look, here's the bottom line too. If we had a constitutional sheriff that was in charge down where the federal agents went in and raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago, they wouldn't have been able to do that if we had an actual constitutional sheriff. But unfortunately, people don't know the Constitution. They don't know their rights.
Yeah.
So, we have to fix this, folks. We have to fix it.
And it starts by electing people like you to office, putting the new sheriff in towns and just shaking things up, similar to what President Trump did when he came in 2016. Look, that was great at the presidential level, but we need to do that at the local level. And that's why I am so heavily invested in all these races. That's why we have a packed, bloated episode. We had a packed, bloated episode for you today because we need to get people like you in office. Now, you're Jerry James with a G. So G-E-R-R-Y-James, J-A-M-E-S.
Yeah, Jerry4Senate.com, Jerry4Senate, G-E-R-R-Y, the number 4Senate.com. Vet me, check me out every way. I have never been anything but a conservative. I was saved by the blood of Jesus Christ when I was 9 years old, and I grew up, my first vote was for Ronald Reagan. And I'm telling you, I have never been anything but a conservative and never will be anything but a patriot conservative fighting for this country. And that's what I'm doing here for the state Senate. People, I want and ask you for your vote, and let's start to straighten this mess out.
100% the number 4 Senate, SENATE.com. Go there, check him out. He's awesome. He's going to help save this state and help save this country.
Best of luck with the campaign, Jerry.
Thank you so much. You guys, you're patriots, and I really, really appreciate you. Your listening audience are probably very, very much all patriots. I appreciate all you guys, and God love you.
God bless you, Jerry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Bye-bye.